Blog Talk Radio.
When you call me in, then I push it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get everybody in.
Okay. I'll wait a little bit.
All right, I'm finna, let me call then. She's going to call
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. I think that's everybody. Okay. I've got all three of you on the line. Okay. D-Rock, my first question is to you. D-Rock, my first question is to you.
My bad, I know she was already on. Let me call the other one.
Would like to have a dress. They want to verify.
Hello?
Flint block and that they're working properly.
Okay.
What's the one that's in the overhead?
All right. Is everybody on the line for RMA?
We are. Yeah, we got all RMA.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Okay. Good. How are
D-Rock,
you?
What have you been?
Yeah, I'm here.
The world misses you. You guys
hey,
are huge yin yang twins. You are big. I mean, where have you been? The world wants to know.
Well, personally, you know, we've been doing a lot of overseas shows. You know, we've been over in Germany. We've been over in Japan. We're going to Australia in May. So, you know, just out here networking, trying to get overseas money.
Okay. All right. So you have a new group called RMA.
Yeah. Respect My Authority, which consists of myself, Tone Bone.
That'd be me.
Okay. Okay, so you introduced everybody. Okay. How did you meet D-Rock Rhythm?
Oh, man. He actually lives across the street from my mom. And I met him at the BET Awards about three years ago. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, you live across the street from my family. He was like, you look just like your brother. Like that. And that's how we first met. And then I came over to his house and he... You know, treated me like family ever since.
Oh, okay, so you're now part of the group RMA.
I am part of group RMA. I am the female artist of RMA.
Okay, all right, way to go. Okay. You have a CD, a single out.
Yeah.
D-Rock, can you talk a little bit about the CD?
I'm the worst interviewer on.
Well, you know, it's Spring Bling. We actually did it because we wanted to catch the Spring Bling crowd and let you know, go down to Miami, you know, for spring break, Cancun and all that. It really was, we heard the beat and the beat just took
Hold
us
on,
to
please.
That atmosphere.
Hold on, please, sir. That's
yes,
a lot of noise in the background and it's picking up. listeners and to me. Could somebody,
I was not anticipating anything.
The noise in the background, TV or something,
yeah.
Radio?
You can hear your noise in the background.
Oh, no, I got it quiet.
Okay. I know D-Rock is recognized. Are you a rhythm and
tone bone
recognized in public?
At the moment, not right now, but you know, some people catch our faces from the postings on Instagram, Facebook, everything. They'll catch us and be like, someone just asked me the other day, are you in the group RMA? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, we're doing a little networking in Atlanta, so we're getting known in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
We're getting known. We got a little notarized in Miami, Florida, because I took a trip out there and I networked there with the songs Walk.
Okay. All right. D-Rock, who produced the tracks to your single?
It was produced by Jumboy. He actually used to work with Mr. Collie Paul. And me and Jumboy go way back, like when we was in high school. So, you know, it kind of transpired to we already knew each other. And then I asked him for some beats, and he gave us some beats. And we just started running from there.
Okay. What inspired the single, Spring Bling?
Like I said, the beat just had that kind of vibe. Like, you know, you just was that spring break. So that's what we wanted to come with. Like, you know, that spring break feel. That's why we said, you know, on the beach with that sunset.
We actually, all three of us was in the room. We heard the beat, and it was crazy how it all came about because D-Rock said his part. And then Tone Bone said a part, and then I said a part.
Yeah.
We blended all three of those together, and it just, you know, it worked.
Okay. What is the name of your CD?
We haven't came up with the name of the album yet because we're still working on the album. We're still in construction. So, you know, we probably going to – I might want it to be self-titled, you know, because it stands for Respect and Authority.
Okay.
So I might want that to be the name of the album. Let it be self-titled.
Okay. D-Rock, do any of you write your own lyrics?
Yeah, we all write our own lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's how we come up. That's how we come up with a lot of like all of us throw a little input in. Like I might say something stupid. Tonio might say something stupid. Rhythm might say something stupid, then it just all go together because we just start saying something crazy, and then we put it all together, and it
makes
it.
That's why.
Okay. All right. It's, this is for T-Bone and Rhythm. I'll start with Rhythm first. Is this your first time being in a group?
This is actually my first time being in an actual group. I've done a lot of writing before. But I didn't, you know, put it out there or anything like that. And when D-Rock had heard, you know, me writing or, you know, rapping or whatever and can see that I could write, you know, and I have a different kind of style about me, a different kind of appearance and everything, it's just kind of like, you know, it just happened, you know. So I've never been in a group before, but I have done some, you know, single stuff.
Okay. All right, what about you, T-Bone? Have you ever been in a group before?
Yeah, I actually started, huh?
Yes, go ahead.
I actually started off in a group with my brother called New Breed. And, you know, I started with that, and the passion for it wasn't like mine. So I got into it with D-Rock, me and him started talking, and that's how we formed, actually, RMA, from the Respect My Authority thing. So, you know, that's when I asked my sister to get in it. And we just went from there.
Okay. D-Rock, so has this CD been released yet?
We done put the single, like, just out there in the street. We've been networking it, but we haven't put it out there yet. We actually in the works on getting a deal.
Wow.
Like, we've been getting everything together. You know, we got PR, we got good management. So, you know, now we're just working on our deal, and we're about to be signed in a second.
Okay.
But the album is almost completely done.
Okay. There
you go. You're still dying.
Okay. So we're gonna go to break, and give you guys time to collect your thoughts. I'm gonna play you soon.
That's what's up.
All right, here goes.
I wanted to branch out and start doing some of my own. So, you know, at the same time, you know, we working on our album. And it's like, you know, I just felt like I wanted to do something else. I had something else that I wanted to show the world at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, all good groups always step out and start doing something on their own. You know, Kane, he got his own solo project. You know, he a.k.a.